Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here with you, as always. On the show today, we're going to talk to Karen Storstein, Secrets of the Afterlife. She's an amazing guest. She'll also be taking calls. If you have any questions from someone that has passed and that maybe you want to know some answers, she really is amazing. And every time we've had her on, the phone boards light up because she really gets it right. Also, we're going to talk to Vicki Sanders, Saanich Council person, and
thank you.
She's here. Thank you. How are you, Vicki?
I am great. Thank you, Patty.
Nice to see you. She had a rush to get here because she was at another event, and she's always going from one community thing to another.
I was at Cadova Bay Days, and it's just going like crazy out there, all the things they're doing.
And where's that at today, Vicki?
Well, they're at the Church of Cadova Bay and then True Value, that shopping center in Maddox. And then, yeah, they've really linked it in to cover the whole community.
What a great day for that.
Oh, it's awesome.
Another great day is a great day for a wedding. And Leslie Gardner, the money coach who we have on just about every month, came up with a great topic today. Arg, your wedding is causing me financial stress. And nowadays, with how many things go on at a wedding, you know, the pre stuff and the bachelor party and the, if you want to be a bridesmaid or destination weddings, it's kind of endless, kind of like grad, like we found out this year. You know, it's never ending grad. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Patty.
How are you?
I'm good. It's beautiful up here in Kamloops as well.
Oh, yeah, and it'll be even nicer when you get to Nanaimo.
I know. My house sold, so I'm on my way.
Congratulations. Wow. Yeah. And congratulations, because I know your daughter also graduated.
Yes, I had both my daughters graduate from university, so, yeah,
wow.
What a proud moment. Whoa. Let me tell you. Yeah. Wow.
Nice done, Mom. Now you can start counting your money again.
You bet. Now I got to save up for weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And grandkids. And
da-da-da-da-da. But I thought this was a great topic, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, wedding month, June is one of the big ones, and July, August, of course.
You bet.
So do you have to attend? I don't have a lot of relatives or weddings, but I've been fortunate to be asked to one this year. But what if you have a lot of wedding invites? Sometimes a certain age you get that,
well,
kind of thing.
Well, usually like the 20, 30, now probably even as old as 40-year-olds, that's when you've still got your friends from the university and they're inviting everybody. And so you could end up with 3 and 4 invitations for one summer. And you got to remember, there's the wedding shower gifts, there's the wedding stags, there's your new dress, shoes, a gift, the travel to get to the weddings, and then on top of that, you got to buy the beverages while you're at the wedding.
Yeah.
And even some of the Southeast Asian societies, there's a gratitude money. So it could be a real financial hit as soon as you see that invitation come in the mail.
Right, and if you're in the same circle, you can't reuse that dress, really.
Not necessarily, no. So do you have to attend every wedding you get invited to? Absolutely not. You do not have to. But you can decide. If it's yes, then as soon as you know that they're even engaged, start putting money aside. You know we like those bucket accounts, Patty. And so I would say start putting, you know, whatever you can, $25 a paycheck, $50 a paycheck, put it aside and don't touch that money and use that to get to the wedding and so that you can attend. If it's no, then you got to decide, how close is this person to me, and should you or should you not maybe send a wedding gift? And then alternately, you don't have to choose to go to everything involved in the wedding. Like, you can choose to maybe just go to the wedding ceremony, not attend showers or the stag, things like that.
And the wedding party, this is always dodgy, too. Corey here is getting married in October, and, you know, who you ask to be in it for when things hard. But then if you're asked, and what if they have a bad dress? That's reason enough to say no. But anyways, what if you're asked to be in it and you can't really afford it? Because, you know, you get the shoes. You know, it's a costly thing, too.
It can be very costly. So the first thing is look at your finances. See if you can't pull it off. If you can't pull it off, the sooner you sit down and have an honest conversation with the bride or the groom or both, that the better. You know, you got to tell them right away. You know, what you can do, though, is you can opt to help with the planning, because there's still a lot of work to be done with the wedding, and you can be there beside them, helping them, making the phoning the orders in and picking up things and delivering things. It's just, you know, be honest and and do it as soon as you
know. And I think, you know, a lot of it, too, has to do with how you feel, because not everybody also physically wants to be in that dress.
No.
It's not comfortable for them. They buy the strapless thing that does not work. And that's also a moment of truth to say, you know, I'd really enjoy myself more if I didn't have to say MC or be in the wedding party. You know, be upfront about it, because you want to enjoy the day yourself.
You bet. Upfront and honest. Yep. You bet.
And what about wedding gifts on a shoestring? You know, lots of times people ask for cash as well. And, you know, what does that mean? Does that, you know,
well,
$50, $100? Does it depend how well you know them?
Well, you know, there is this little rule that, and again, it depends on, how, like you say, on how well, you know, how close you are to them. There is a 20-20-60 rule. So you take your budget and you put 20% towards like an engagement gift, 20% towards your bridal shower gift, and maybe 60% towards a wedding gift. I don't know. I look at it as, what can you afford for starters? And remember, it's a gift. It doesn't mean you have to help pay for their wedding or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's a gift. So if you give what you have and you're able to give, but don't think you have to keep up with the Joneses in order to do it. And cash, I think, is great, because a lot of people want cash, a lot of the newlyweds, and it sets you in a set budget. The other thing you can do is, if you've got like points on your credit cards, a lot of those points you can buy gift cards, you can give them those. Or the other alternative, which a lot of the younger kids are doing, is they pool their money together and give them a big lump sum of money or a big gift.
See, Vicki, we never thought about the bright side of having debt. You get those points.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. Wow,
yay,
I haven't tried that.
Well, they build up and you don't even realize. I know I've got points on cards I didn't even realize, and I should look at them one day.
I know. It's kind of like those air miles. You know, my dad used to say, I've almost got enough points to get me to Dallas Road, because, you know, by the time you cash them, and they've changed so much now, they're not really worth much.
I know.
How about stags? These things, you know, have gone from being, you know, a little party at someone's house where you put on silly hats and did crazy stuff, to being golf weekend spas, going to Vegas. How do you save face and money? Because sometimes you just maybe don't want to do that kind of thing. Plus, it's really a lot of money, and you might want to go with your family instead.
I know, and it's like I said, it's just one more cost that you're going, ay. You really want to go. I mean, I'm not saying nobody doesn't want to go. Everybody would love to go, but really and realistically, you, if you can't afford it, again, maybe show up for lunch for the day spa, and or the golf. Just maybe go for the golf, but don't do the overnight stay. The other thing you can do is you could be the designated driver at a stag. That'll save you a lot of money, and you'll look like a hero, and you won't be paying for it in the next
Everybody's
morning.
Everybody's best friend.
Yeah.
And then these destination weddings, you know, the more you, say, go to Mexico, wherever, you see like a million weddings going around you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a close relative, a sister or a brother, you know, it's one thing if you're distant, because then you can kind of say, no, I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're really close, how are you going to deal with that one?
Again, it's back to the, as soon as you know, be honest. And I would sit down with your whole family, like both the bridegroom and the parents. Sit them down and say, look, I'm doing this because I'm trying to be responsible for my family. I just can't afford it. However, again, I will help you plan. I will help you make the phone calls and set things up. Another thing you can do is you can set up Skype. A lot of people have done that, where they've had you sitting on the table on a laptop with a drink, a toast in your hand, enjoying the wedding right along with them, which is fantastic, I think. And the other thing is maybe you could be the one that stays home and plans the party, that when they get back, the people that couldn't make it to the wedding, you could maybe help organize and be the person in charge of that.
And if not, maybe really look for some deals, because lots of times they'll have a block booking, and you know, you can get some great airline flights and stuff, and maybe you don't stay as long, but maybe there's a way around it, and maybe cancel the other trip you're having that year.
Because
if it's your brother or sister, you're done.
you really do want to go. And you're done. I know. And that's the thing. But like, the brides-to-be, they need to understand that your best friend or your sister, if they can't attend due to financial reasons, don't take it personally. Acknowledge their difficult situation. Allow them to help out in other ways and feel part of your happiness and your big day. But trust me, they would love to be able to go.
Yeah, and if it's so important for them to go, put aside a little money for them.
Yeah, whatever you can do to help.
Good idea.
Try
absolutely.
To make it work together,
yep.
Because it's an important, and it is a big day.
Absolutely.
For everybody.
Now, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about Money Coaches?
Well,
and
they can
do?
Find me on Facebook under Leslie Gardner, Money Coach, or you can find us at moneycoachescanada.ca.
And you can always look me up, Patty Mack. My website is lifestylewithpattymack.com, and I'm here every Saturday, 1 to 2. And any information you want about my guests or topics, please get a hold of me. Thank you so much, Leslie. When we come back, talking to Vicki Sanders.
Thank you, Patty.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Brentwood Bay Midas is celebrating 15 years in business, and they're streamlined fast lube with a customer appreciation day today. This is the day for you to come down and check it all out, because, boy, I'll tell you, these people are ready to do a job. And the owner-operator is Cam Thorkelson. He's joining us right now. So great people working for you, great people that come in. You've been here for 15 years. You're one of the, if not the busiest, Midas shop in North America.
We are, and it's all because of our staff and our clients, and that's a big part of our business there, Terry. Without the loyal clientele, we'd be nothing. Without the trust that they placed in us, and not to forget my staff. I mean, they come here every day. A lot of them are local guys, born and raised here. That's the thing about being in Brentwood Bay. It's a great place to do business. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to work.
You know what? It doesn't hurt when you got $39 maintenance packages either.
You keep going on that. That's a heck of a buy.
That's
rolling the clock back more than 15 years for sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. No, that's the buy of the century.
Well, listen,
sure.
You got deals on tires. You got things to give away. You got all kinds of things as far as you got caps. You got golf bags from Titleist. You've got tool kits, and it's all waiting for you. Those are all prizes people can win.
Absolutely. So our food will be here for another about a half an hour or so. And there's still lots of prizes to be had, so come on down, visit us. If you're a client, we'd love to see you. And if you're listening, please come down. We'd love to meet you.
Free food, my friends, courtesy of the Central Saanich Alliance Club. Burgers, hot dogs, and pop and water all waiting for you right now. And we're at 6739 West Saanich Road. Celebrating by getting their groove on. Marigold Grown Veggies teach kids just how much fun growing their own food can be. Their fantastic foliage includes maples, hostas, coleus, and more. While fuchsia hanging baskets not only look hot, they also attract hummingbirds. On Lockside Drive in Saanichton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Get ready for the beach. BC Transit is introducing a new summer service to Thetis Lake via Route 53 Atkins. They'll be making additional trips from Swartz Bay and Butchart Gardens. And now that school is out, summer service reductions on BC Transit routes servicing UVic, Camosun, and Royal Roads will take effect on June 23rd. This conserves hours during summer months and maximizes service during peak ridership when schools are in session. For more info, pick up the latest rider's guide on board or bctransit.com.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. A guest I like to have on, Vicki Sanders, is from Saanich Council and has been busy in the community for many years. And I don't know why she keeps doing it. She must like punishment. No, she does a lot of great stuff. But it is a really hard job, and one that people don't often thank you for, I'm sure enough.
No, but it's the thank you, the ones that do thank you, which makes it meaningful. And I do have a great passion about Saanich and the region.
And you're so smart about stuff. Like, you've been a huge mentor to me because, you know, I took over the Mount Tommy Community Association. There was a lot of development and things that you know so much about and really have shown me and many, many people the ropes and how things are done at Saanich and the process and how you deal with things and keep a smile on your face and try to just, you know, say what you have to say, but have to, you know, because a lot of people are negative about, say, sidewalks or what they want.
Yes.
And you have to sort
and it's the negativism that can weigh you down. But uh-huh. I find with people, if they learn to look at things logically and look where you can, everybody can be a winner. I mean, you might always not get exactly what you want, but let's make it the best you can. And I think that's been the best message that I gave when I was a community association president and as working as a counselor with communities too.
And I think, Vicki, a lot of people may want a lot of stuff, and the best way you can do that is to get involved. You know, sometimes we have to give a little. Every dog has their day. We're talking about weddings.
Yes.
And maybe this isn't the time you volunteer and do something. But at some point in your life, maybe the torch is passed to you as it was to me and it was to you. And, you know, there's things that you get back out of it. It's a wonderful experience. But maybe it's a sidewalk in your neighborhood or a crossing. Or you never know what can happen if you put in some effort, because you can do something at City Hall.
Well, and it's the number of people that I know I've just gone out with on those kind of issues. They've never been involved, and they've become involved in an issue in their own community. And I go back now years later, and they basically took the gauntlet, as you'll say. And they enjoyed being involved, and they've involved their community, and there's more people, and the torch has been passed.
And it's not as easy as saying, Vicki, get this done for us. Sometimes if it's like Campus View, say that school needs some work with some safe routes, parents from that school get involved, join the association, do the legwork. There are ways to get things done proactively,
and,
right?
It is.
And it may take time, though.
And it means more, I think, when you do it yourself and become involved than go to, hey, Vicki, can you do this for me?
Right.
Because it's not quite the same.
Yeah, you and the same with development stuff, right? I mean,
exactly.
You need to really look at the neighborhood, talk to the neighbors. Don't just assume you're going to put down a 10-story building and have no one say anything. You kind of need to look at the aesthetics to really know what the rules are.
Exactly. And the more an individual becomes involved and involves others, I mean, that's the big thing. So that, you know, as a counselor, that you know that there is more than just one naysayer or one person, that there is a community that's involved and cares about their community. And I see that, always seen that in Mount Tommy.
Yeah,
you know, when
well,
you were
Ron,
president.
Ron was the, you know, he passed the torch and he was the man. So
exactly, and you passed the torch to Marlene.
Yes.
and it continues. And it's very rewarding to see. When I drive through your neighborhood and see the banners up.
Oh, they look fantastic.
Yeah, they do.
And you go to the top of the mountain, you see the plaque that we have up there that's the directional
mark.
Absolutely.
Where
things are, where tourists are up there and they have something to look at.
Yeah, and that's a sense of community. And the Camosun Association had the bench that was put partway up on Mayfair Drive. And all those little things that come together.
Absolutely, that add to the community. Now, the Shelburne Corridor Study Plan just went through, so it's going
it did.
To the first reading?
Yes, and what council asked with that was that there needs to be some timelines, because it is a 30-year plan, and I reference back to that 30 years ago, I sat on the first Shelburne Local Area Plan, which gave direction to complete this plan, has been 5 years in the works. So I wasn't prepared to sit for another 30 years and not see some actions.
I'm glad to hear that. And you know, what we proposed was that really, if anybody goes down Shelburne Street, they know from Derry Road by the mall to Cedar Hill Crossroad is the worst. And the rest kind of flows out from there. But that part is so narrow and really needs some focus. We need some bike paths. We need to have it senior friendly, really to make
well,
it
that,
look. 'Cause I think it's downtown Saanich to a lot of people. And it really needs to be more of a village. We always called it that, and hopefully
yes.
it will become that, you know.
And that's the part that was earmarked in the first plan and continues to be there for a special design.
Yay.
And beyond that happened because it was easy. You know, that land hadn't already been developed, and, you know, the vegetable stands and the greenhouses disappeared, and we got University Heights,
etc. Just get rid of those poles.
That's
and
right.
And they'll all be fine.
And so
easy,
all we
easy.
Got out of that was Browning Park, and certainly I was very vocal on saying, come on, this is now time. Let's put some time frames onto some bike paths and not deviate them up onto Cedar Hill Road. Let's get them down onto Shelburne so people can really connect. And
good on you, Vicki. And other things you've been working on, the heritage tours. I saw you had a piece in the paper.
Yes, just very exciting. We've had three heritage walking tours, and these are our self-directed tours. They're brochures. We've had Gordon Head and Two in the Gorge for a number of years, and just launched one for Tattersall Quadra and for Prospect Lake. And so very exciting. And, of course, Tattersall Quadra is my community, so my house is on there, so I got to get that garden cleaned up.
And I know you do give talks to people if they want to book you, because it's amazing in any neighborhood the amount of stuff you know about certain houses that you kind of may drive by and go, that looks really old. I wonder what the history is. And you know all of them.
Well, interesting that you say that, because being at Cordova Bay Days, I got speaking to a lady who had wanted those walking brochures, and I couldn't find anyone at the hall yesterday. So her group, I'm now going to take them on a walk.
Oh, nice.
You know, whether it's Quadra Tattersall, or as I said, I can do any neighborhood. And So that was quite exciting. You know, just about 10 people. And what I don't know, I make up.
You sure do. And Silver Threads is another one. Now, what's been happening with that? I saw on Facebook there was a Czech presentation. So what's going on with
Well, the Czech presentation, that was at their AGM on Wednesday night, and that was from the Saanich firefighters from their fund. They donated $1,000 to the fundraising for Silver Threads. That was at the Saanich Silver Threads. And the other issue was the Victoria Silver Threads, that, which, you know, it's all one, the organization. Their center down there will be moving to what was the CNIB building at Bay and Richmond. And so that'll be a relocation, and which will be really exciting for them to have that change. The site on Douglas Street across from the Hudson has not been the great center for them for a good number of years. Well, the whole time they've been there since 2004.
It's a good name, the Hudson, but...
Yeah. No, they certainly... the Hudson, yeah, right. The Hudson's a great place, but it was a... Two buildings separated, so it never worked well. And this will be exciting at the CNIB. It's a good community. Lots
Any
of
Any chance
seniors.
Of getting something like in the Shelburne area that's more accessible, that's, you know, for seniors? Because as people get older, I mean, that's the biggest concentration, I think, in Victoria.
It is, seniors. And, you know, I've been on council since 2006, and I have that is something I've brought up many times, that through recreation, if there's an opportunity, whether there's a place for seniors. While you talk about Shelburne, though, don't forget about the Shelburne Valley Community Kitchen that's going.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool, too. I know Marlene and a bunch of churches have been involved because there's people that need help everywhere. So
absolutely, and I've been part of that as well.
That's so cool, yeah. Vicki. Just while we have to wrap up here, Saanich has lots of programs going on also, right, for any age group, but especially the young ones now that are out of school.
Yes, and you just need to go onto the Saanich website, www.saanich.ca, and their active living guides on there, and what's everything that's going on in recreation.
I saw at Cedar Hill Rec Center, the arts are great too, right? And they've got great kids programs as well.
They do. And in September, the Greater Victoria Community Arts Council, which is there, is going to have a paint-in outside on the green space behind the building.
Oh my gosh, you've always wanted that.
Oh yeah, pretty exciting.
Well, that was great to save that green space, and good on you. When we come back, we're going to talk to Karen Storenstein after the news.
In real estate, unique is an overused word. Parkside at Royal Bay turns unique on its head, setting the new standard of living in the West Shore. You've never seen such affordable luxury like this. West Coast contemporary architecture, designer interiors, top quality finishes and appliances, with income producing legal suites. The homes of Parkside at Royal Bay are energy efficient and built on low maintenance freehold lots. Experience the new standard of living at an open house every weekend from 2 to 4. Learn more at thenewstandard.ca.
How do you get in on Fairway Market's Spring into Summer Sales event? It's easy. Find your Fairway flyer and clip and save on large white grade A eggs, just $1.89 with coupon. A 1 pound bag of green kiwi fruit, just $2 with coupon. Apple pie right from the bakery, just $2.99 with coupon. And you can still enter to win one of 50 $50 Fairway gift cards. So don't wait. It's the final week of Fairway Market's Spring into Summer Sales event. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30. I'm Sandy Heim-the-Call with your CFAX 1070 news. According to court documents obtained by the Times Colonist, a 31-year-old Saanich man arrested in a porn sting was involved in a police incident earlier this year. After the man lost his job as a commissioner, he became despondent. Police were called to the man's residence, where it became clear the man wanted officers to shoot him. He was taken into custody and sent for mental assessment, but the results of that are not known. The man's name has not been released yet, as charges have not been approved. 150 people are either under arrest or facing charges in the massive porn sting, including four other Vancouver Island men. Abbotsford police are investigating an attack that they are calling suspicious. Officers were called to a farm where they found evidence of a struggle. Police say the officers found a man in his 20s with non-life-threatening injuries. The man was rushed to hospital. And just in time for the summer weather, local farmers markets are one of the many places in the new batch of liquor policy changes that will be affected.
Some of the biggest changes in liquor laws in BC's history are now coming into effect, and they may just change things for your summer outings.
We have updated the rule book so that beer, wine, cider, and spirits can be sampled and sold at farmers markets around British Columbia.
Attorney General and Minister of Justice Suzanne Anton goes on to explain another change coming into effect is in an effort to bring families closer together. Pubs and legions can now apply to allow minors in with parents or other adults, but must leave by 10 p.m. These changes come after happy hour and new minimums have been placed on drink prices. Zara Premjee, Vancouver.
Overseas today, Prime Minister Harper has announced further sanctions in response to Russia's recent actions in Ukraine. The latest measures include travel bans on 11 Russian and Ukrainian individuals. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin is now backing Ukraine's ceasefire plan and appealing to both sides to halt all military operations. A Kremlin statement says Putin is calling on the opposing sides to halt any military activities and sit down at the negotiating table. Ukraine's president ordered Ukrainian troops to observe a unilateral week-long ceasefire starting last night. And a military official says a South Korean soldier killed five comrades and wounded another five at the border with North Korea. The official with South Korea's defense ministry says the army sergeant opened fire with a rifle at an outpost east of Seoul. The official wouldn't confirm media reports that the shooter is still at large, though. The official spoke on condition of anonymity, citing department rules. We currently have 134. Weather is next.
CTV brings you the next evolution of live television. TV's first truly interactive.
If I like you.
Music competition.
I need you, star.
Where viewers can vote in real time. Hosted by Josh Groban with expert panelists Brad Paisley, Ludacris.
We're not the judges.
And Kesha.
You are.
Live television will never be the same.
This is cutting edge.
Rising Star. Tomorrow at 9 on CTV.
Looking at the weather, a mix of sun and cloud, windy near the Wanafuka Strait this afternoon, highs to 19, cloudy tonight, lows to 10, and Sunday's calling for clearing in the afternoon, highs to 22. It's currently 15 in downtown Victoria. I'm Sandy Heim, the call. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070, News Time 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock. In the studio with me is Vicki Sanders, who's with Saanich Council. Our next guest is Karen Storstein. She's been on before, and she's amazing. She's already got a caller waiting for her. She deals in human and spiritual development. She's a speaker, intuitive, radio entertainer. She does it all. And today we're going to talk to you, if you would like to call in, 250-386-1161. Or star 69 on your cell phone, secrets of the afterlife, and some of the common questions that Karen gets, because a lot of them have to do with how can you do long-distance readings when you're not in front of the client. Karen talked to me back a few months ago, more than a few months ago on the show, and brought my dad in and said something that my dad totally would have said to me, and it just hit a chord. So I truly believe in this higher power, that there's when people leave us, they don't ever truly leave us. Here to talk about the afterlife is Karen Storstein. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice, Patty.
Well,
good
nice to
be on again.
Nice to hear yours. And, you know, I was talking to Vicki, who's in the studio with us today, about how bang on you are that, and people I'm sure must have that question. How do you, are you reading, do you have to wait to hear someone's voice for a while? What is it that comes to you?
No, I don't. And, you know, people pick up information in different ways, but really it's everything is energy. I mean, we know that the universe was created by energy and sound, and we are so much more than our skins, right? That we really have permeable boundaries, and so we don't need to have any previous information or any current information, none of us really do, to pick up information. And there's, I'm certainly not a physicist, but as I started doing this work, I thought, I just really have to explain the science behind it. And I was so curious how it works. And there's something, Patty, that is called quantum entanglement, and or non-local communication. And what that says is that communication in the quantum world occurs across time and space faster than the speed of light. So in simple terms, what physicists have found, and quantum entanglement has been proven, is that because everything is energy, that everything is entangled or intertwined or connected to everything else that exists. And so we're sort of like, each one of us is like a white cap on a sea of energy, and we all share that common consciousness. So it's not just philosophical, it's actually science.
And if you wonder why Karen sounds so smart, it's because she is. She's a Master of Science in Management and Organization, Master's Minor in Finance, Master's of Arts and Psychology. I mean, she's got the credentials, right, Karen?
Well, thank you. And, you know, Patty, doing this work, I appreciate that because, you know, it does sound, I understand, it sounds out there, and especially if it's new for people, it's like, what? But that's, again, why it really is based in science, and we can all do this. It's just learning how.
And Karen, you know, there's one here, number 7, what did my grandmother think of the funeral I put together? Is she mad at me that I buried her next to her ex-husband? Is she upset because I rarely visit her grave? All these things we think about, and Vicki, I'm sure you too with your dad, because I know how close you were with your dad. All these stuff we may think about, what does the spirit life think about this stuff, or do they care anymore about that?
No, and you know, we think about things in our own paradigm, and so I'll get that question a lot, like, well, my parents' grave is across the country or outside of the country, and I can't get to it, and that's not where they are. So you can connect to your loved ones at any time, and what are they thinking about it? You know, they're sending you love, and they're constantly sending messages, and it's about picking those messages up. And by the way, your loved ones on the other side will try to get through any way they possibly can. I was doing a reading yesterday for a lady, and out of the blue, there was a message for her nephews. Her nephew from her nephew's mother, and her mother came through just out of the blue and said, you know, tell my son that this is what's going on with his father, and you know, he shouldn't be angry at me anymore. And there were specific words that they said to each other that I'm not going to say on air. But anyway, she said that makes total sense. It made no sense to me, but it made sense to her, and so she can communicate to him.
And signs like, you know, I always see a hummingbird and think, oh, there's my dad. And I know other people have different symbols, but are those things, if we're open to it, things that we can think about a visit from someone we love?
Sure. You know, the spirit world communicates to us in a number of ways, and it's really being open to all the ways that that they'll communicate. And some people are really in tune with animals and animal totems. Some people are very visual. And do you know that how we receive intuitive information, whether it's from the spirit world or, you know, divine guidance, how we pick it up is based on our predominant learning style. So, for example, I started being very much a visual learner, so I pick up information visually. So, sometimes through metaphor. So if someone was stuck, I might get peanut butter or sometimes I would get information visually that was actually, literal and I thought was metaphorical. Like, it's funny because I was giving a reading to this one lady in connecting to her father, and her father said, I had trouble seeing straight on planet Earth. And I thought, oh, that's a metaphor, like he just wasn't that aware. And she said, no, he literally was blind. So we'll receive it. You know, sometimes we'll hear the information, and sometimes you'll feel it. You know, you'll just feel it tingles or a hug. Sometimes you'll even smell the information. When people on the other side, if they were alcoholics or had a drug problem, I'll pick that up in my body right away. So so we pick it up all different ways.
And I looked at your website. We're going to have a break here, but you know, all the things, maybe why you want to have a reading. You know, there could be you're holding a lot of grief still, or sadness, depression, worry, stress, you're in a transition. And the effects that when people talk to you can have, which is clarity and peace and passion and joy, and can really sort of set you free. When we come back, we'll learn more about this. We have Wendy on the line. Back in 2 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
You know, every morning we give you what you want. Local news to be updated every 50 minutes, or breaking stories as they happen. Weather and traffic every 10 minutes so you get to work on time and safely. Sports, we cover everything from local sports to the Canucks and more. And we talk to the newsmakers of the day every morning. Great prizes, all that, and we have a little bit of fun too. Victoria's favorite way to start the day.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070.
Listen, we've been having a great day out here. The 15-year anniversary for the people out of Brentwood Bay Midas. And I got to tell you something as well. Free tire rotation, brake checks with any oil change at all three Victoria Midas locations. That's here in Brentwood Bay, which is at 6739 West Sandwich Road. Also at 2700 of the roundabout down there in Government Street and 1830 Old Island Highway. And it's no wonder these people are doing so well and why they've been in business for so many years. As a matter of fact, 40 years celebrating here in the Greater Victoria area, 15 years at this location. But when you see the people, you talk to the people, you know the kind of things they do for your vehicle, you know you've got yourself one heck of a deal, and they really care about you as a customer and care about the vehicle that you're driving. So look, don't hesitate. Come down and check it out for yourself at 6739 West Sandwich Road, or drop by and see the people over on the roundabout on Government Street or at 1830 Old Island Highway. You're going to deal with the people at Midas. You know you're going to deal with people who really give you a really honest deal. And right now here in Brentwood Bay, $39 for a full maintenance package. I mean, that is a heck of a deal. 15 years ago, it was 60. Don't ask me how they do it. They just do it, okay? So put it together and come on out and see us. Lots of great prizes for you. We want to thank the guys over at the Central Sandwich Lions Club. They've been fabulous today. They've been giving out free hamburgers and hot dogs to everybody, and pop and water and all. They're going to be leaving the location here in about another 15 minutes. I think they still have a couple of burgers still sitting on the grill, but drop by and see them as well. See you soon.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Corrine May, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. TD Victoria International Jazz Fest is underway and runs until Sunday, June 29th at various venues. Victoria Jazz Society presents 10 hot days and nights of the coolest music in town. The Oakland Sunset Markets are back every Wednesday night starting at 4:30 all summer long. Visit over 40 vendors, find local meats and produce, grab dinner at the food trucks, and enjoy live music. Taste, Victoria's Festival of Food and Wine, uncorks Thursday, July 24th with an evening tasting of more than 100 BC wines and local cuisine prepared by top Vancouver Island chefs. It's not just a wine festival. This culinary tourism experience is an extra long weekend of tasting, seminars, and events. Event tickets sell quickly. To find out more about these and other events, you can check out our website. It's cfax1070.com. That's your community connection, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle in the Studio. Vicki Sanders is here with Sandwich Council. Karen Storstein is on the line. She's a human and spiritual development expert, an intuitive, a public speaker, a radio entertainer. And we're talking about common questions she gets about the afterlife. And Wendy is also on the line. We're going to go to her in a minute. But Vicki, you had a question because you're lived in Victoria your whole life. You had a very prominent family. And you moved into your parents' home, you and Dennis, a few years ago. And you raised it up, and it's a real heritage, beautiful house, and you've done a few things. You had a question for Karen about that.
Well, I often wonder, my mother renovated in the 60s, and so I removed her 60s renovation and took it back to the 30s, and I often wonder how she would feel about that.
Well, before you even finish the sentence, and good to meet you, Vicki, she said you've done a fantastic job. She's saying you've held down the fort.
I've held down the fort, yes.
Yes, and she's saying you're determined to do more.
Very determined, yes.
So she's really happy. She's happy that you're making it your home and that you're enjoying your space. Wow. And I don't know why it's interesting, because she's actually saying step on it.
Step on it?
She's got a lot of clutter. Is that maybe it? She's got a bunch of boxes. Your granddaughter's coming to live there. And she's stressed about all this stuff she has to get rid of.
Yes, maybe that is step on it. move it up. Crank it up, girl.
How sweet. Well, she's saying that she's going to be helping you do that. And it's always great. Like, once you go through that process, you'll just feel like all this energy's freed up, you know? She's totally. Like, yes, clear. She's saying, clear your space.
Oh.
Make room.
Yes, I need
Wow.
to.
Wow. Karen, that's so amazing because, you know, I see Vicky right now and the emotions because she was so close with her family. And just that is just like this release, right? To know, wow, you can have someone maybe give you a little visit and a little, you're doing the right thing after you've worked so hard.
Yes,
and
it is.
By the way, she thinks that, Vicky, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but she thinks you're actually very talented at this kind of thing.
Yes, I think she thought that.
Yeah, and she's actually saying she wants you to create your own room. So if there's a room where it's, I don't know, maybe underutilized or something like that, she actually wants you to create something that's just exactly your space, that's just for you. It's very personal, almost like a reflection area.
Wow.
But, yeah, I almost feel like if you wanted to, you could do this for other people. And I'm kind of hearing you say, no, I don't want to do that. But you are really talented at it.
Yeah, and she was an artist. Vicky was an artist, too. So that you're right on, Karen. Yeah.
And I found it very hard to redecorate after my mother passed away. And she's been gone about 20 years. And because she was always there. She had the... She just knew where things should go and what color they could be. And it's so,
and so do you.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess you think you take after me.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
She's funny, too. She's arm wrestling you on that one. Almost like, well, I'm a little bit better, but she's just kidding.
No, maybe a bit better. Well, that's wonderful.
How's that? How do you like that, Vicky? Is that cool?
It's made my day.
Made your day.
Cool.
Wow. And her dad, she was really close to her dad. I dare not even ask about him. Right now, we'll get back to that in the next break, but right now we're going to go to Wendy. How are you, Wendy?
Hi. Hi, Vicky. Hi, Patty.
Nice to hear from you, Wendy. You want to talk to Karen today?
Yes, I would like to hopefully hear from my mother and find out if she made it okay and if there's anything she wants me and my sister and... basically, that's about it. Is there anything that she forgot to tell us or something? Or if she's with Nona and Papa? Because I told her to go to them when she was very ill. I said to go to him now and go to the light. So I just want to know.
Oh. Well, you know what? She's being kind of funny with you, and she's saying, I'm a winner. And she's saying, of course I am. Of course I'm with family. She's telling me that she's saying you're very articulate. And how I'm reading that is that that she's saying, oh, that means I'm hearing you. So she is, when you're talking to her, she's hearing you. She's saying, you asked about how she's doing there. She's saying, I'm getting good grades here.
Oh, that's
so. Pardon?
I said, that's good, because my sister was really, really upset when she passed, and I used to deal with the dying in that, so I wanted my sister to be with her, because that's one of the things that, you know, it's a wonderful experience to experience, and I experienced it a lot in my job, and I wasn't with her when she passed, but my sister was, and just wondering if she sees my sister and if she has anything for me to say to Al or the boys.
Okay. Al is working too hard. By the way, she's telling you that sometimes you're feeling like you're falling down, and she's like, you're not. She keeps, like, pushing you back up. She's, like, behind you, pushing you back up. Let me see about the boys.
The boys were her hardest.
Pardon?
The boys were her hardest job, my brothers.
Yeah, she's actually saying he's done one of them has done an amazing job at picking himself up.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's the younger one.
Yeah, you're right on there.
Wow. Let me see. So she's like patting him on the back. Let me see about the older one. Well, she's saying he's her hero.
Yep. He's going.
He doesn't. You know why? Because I'm sorry, girl. He doesn't wait. I'm hearing he doesn't wait to see what happens. He gets up and he makes things happen.
Could be. He's going through a really hard time. Now he's got diabetes, and basically he's sort of saying, "Now I'm the one who's got it. You guys got nothing." I said, "Well, Donnie, you know what? It's the stuff you did when you were younger. It's come back twofold, and you know it runs in the family."
Well, you know, I hate to break this up, Karen. If you have, we got a couple of seconds here to go to a break. If you have anything else to say to Wendy before we sign off here.
She's saying, "Wendy, your mom's saying you make me want to be a better person."
Oh, that's nice.
A better spirit. It's really nice. And she's just hugging all of you.
Oh, that's good.
I know it's too short. We can't get into it all, but I know it's too short, and I'm sorry to hear about your brother.
Okay, then. Well, maybe I'll connect with you. I'll go on the internet, and maybe we'll be able to have a chat. Okay.
Absolutely. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll talk to Elizabeth, who's on the line, and you can get a hold of Karen. Karen, tell people how they do that, because I'm sure we'll have lots of people here who want to get a hold of you.
Sure. For my psychotherapy and my intuitive practice, it's karensinsight.com, and that's KarensInsight.com, or they can call me at 303-506-6745.
Back in 2 minutes with Karen.
Thank you very much.
Growing your knowledge along with your plants. Gardening 101 with Jeff DeYoung, Sunday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
So the people at Midas are here today to celebrate their 15th anniversary here in Brentwood Bay. I'm with Cam, who's the owner and operator. Good day.
It has been a great day. Thank you very much, Terry. It's been a busy day. Lots of people, lots of new people coming by. Really, really want to give big thanks to our clients for their support over the last 15 years. We look forward to seeing them again and meeting lots of new people.
Well, that, you know, this is something that a lot of people in this area and right across the entire Greater Victoria area should know about. Is they're coming out here, whether they're coming to see Butchered Gardens or whatever, come by and drop in and get that maintenance package, get those tire deals and everything else, because you guys have been in business here for 15 years. You're one of the most successful in North America. Why not? But especially with the kind of staff you got and the way that you can do business.
Well, success is a simple result of staff and a good, solid client base. So with your help today here, Terry, hopefully we get to meet lots of new people. And there's still a little bit of time left to come down. We're here till 4:30 this afternoon for our $39 summer maintenance package.
You got it all there. Boy, $39, that's a deal and a half. So listen, our thanks to Cam Thorkelson. We've had a great time out here today, and we invite you to come by and see them all at Midas at 6739 West Sandwich Road. Don't miss out.
I already have my hands full making sure my business runs smoothly. Good thing business banking with VanCity is easy. I can do my banking online or with their mobile app. Plus, they have accounts that make it easier to manage cash flow, which means I can focus on the important stuff, like getting today's orders out the door.
Grow your small business with the right accounts today, like our Business Jumpstart High Interest Savings Account. VanCity. Make good money. Terms and conditions apply. Visit vancity.com/smallbusiness for details.
Don't miss the Ford Big Blue event. 3 days only from June 19th to the 21st at your Ford store. Right now, receive an additional $500 customer cash on any new 2014 Fiesta, Focus, or Fusion. Plus, up to $2,500 in manufacturer rebates, or as low as 0% APR purchase financing on select new models. And eligible Costco members receive up to $1,000 on most new vehicles. So hurry in. The Ford Big Blue event ends Saturday only at your local Ford store. See paper for details.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. I'm here with Vicki Sanders, and we're talking to Karen Storstein, who is blowing people's minds away with her her intuitive skills, among many other things she has. You know, Vicki says, I knew that, especially when she said, make space for me. Karen, I was wondering on a personal note, my mom, you know, and my dad, it's graduation time. Our youngest son, Sheldon, just graduated from grade 12, and our other kids are in university and kind of on their way, and a lot of transitions with my husband. Just wonder what they thought of all that's going on with us, and I know they're there with us all the time, but anything you're picking up?
Oh, nice. Okay, Patty, so from your mom, let's see.
I hope she's not mad.
The graduate smarter than a whip, she's saying. Very
yep.
smart.
She always said still waters run deep because he was always quiet, but he's doing great.
And like, yeah, like a, like she's saying, your mother's saying a scholar.
Ooh, yes, he's done well.
I said, well, will he go on to get his master's? And she said, probably not, but it doesn't matter.
That's true. He's got a scholarship for football in UBC, and he's really more about the football, but that's okay.
You know what she's showing?
She's feisty.
She's showing him with a box on the top of his head, and she's taking it off right now. So he's been a little bit in the box. Well, this is good, though. You know, I mean, it's like a whole new, I think it's also about like a whole new phase of life.
Absolutely, for all of us.
And let me see. Let's see what she wants to say to you, Patty. She's saying,
lose weight. No.
Hooray. Hooray, you're doing it.
Oh, cool.
And I said, doing what? And she says, floating her boat.
Oh my goodness.
She's very fun.
Yes, she's something.
She really is. You brought up your husband. Did you want to see if there was a message for him?
Yeah, she was crazy about him. We only have a little bit of time and I have one more caller too, Karen.
Oh, okay,
I don't
okay.
want to rush my mom or you.
Okay. She's saying about your husband, she's saying he really is doing his job. So if he doesn't feel like he is right now, she's saying, no, he really is. And a lot of that has to do with his relationship with you.
No. It's like a full care home at my place now. He's awesome. Okay,
yeah.
I got one more caller here. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you? You want to talk to Karen?
Yeah, I was just wondering, my mom passed away at 56, a very young age, from cancer. And I'm just wondering if she's getting anything from that.
Well, she's talking about being squeamish at the end, but she's saying obviously she's doing very well right now. She's helping you write. She's communicating with you. She's writing. Let's see what she wants to say. Okay, this has got to be a metaphor, so don't take this the wrong way. She's saying you have to take a bath. And let me see what that is. I think there's healing for you to do. Water is very healing.
Uh-huh.
Let me see what this is. She's talking about you letting go of a lot of old stuff, like stuff that's like making you feel dirty. She's saying, you're the most wonderful person I know.
Oh,
and you couldn't be a stronger person ever.
yeah, I'm fairly strong, but she was probably stronger.
She's, and you know what? You're so strong that I think sometimes you carry on maybe too much. That's stuff that's not yours. So she's saying, unpack your stuff and just let go of the stuff that's not really yours and pay attention to the stuff that is yours. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to cut you off here, guys. Elizabeth, all the best to you.
Thank you.
I know your mom's with you. And if you want to talk more to Karen, you can reach her on her website. Also, if you want to get in touch with me or Karen or any of my guests, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Thank you, Corey and Vicki, for being here. And Karen, it's been an absolute pleasure. You bring a lot of joy. And I hope you have a great weekend. And I hope to talk to you again real soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Patty. It's always a pleasure.
Such a pleasure.
Bye, everybody.
Until we meet again,
bye-bye.
Get out there and enjoy.